Our passage today is about two cousins, or certainly dear friends, and one felt that he had to get out of the way. So many times when that feeling comes around, we move over and out. He didn't do that. He moved over and helped. May we hear these words from Mark 1, the first 8 verses. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, God's Son, happened just as it was written about in the prophecy of Isaiah. Look, I'm sending my messenger before you. He will prepare your way. A voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make his path straight. Now, John the Baptist was in the wilderness, calling for people to be baptized to show that they were changing their hearts and lives and wanted God to forgive their sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out into the Jordan River and were being baptized by John as they confessed their sins. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey, he announced. One stronger than I is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the straps of his sandals. I baptize you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. O you who moves in the unlikeliest of people in the strangest of ways, and causes them to do the most extraordinary things, most of which will never be seen or known, we open our hearts to you and wait for your Spirit in these moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I went to college in western Pennsylvania, northwest Pennsylvania, extreme northwest Pennsylvania, a strange land indeed for a child of New England who went to a United Church of Christ early in my college time there, expecting to find something like a New England congregational church. Wow, was I in for a surprise. I stepped into what had been a German Reformed church. They did everything wrong, but they did one thing right. They welcomed me into their midst, and they loved me up and kept me fed and balanced and grounded during my years at Allegheny College. The pastor there was Herb Ziegler. And in my junior year, I volunteered, taught Sunday school, worked, was the judge at their annual sauerkraut festival. Yay. There's an honor. In my junior year, Herb came to me and said, how would you like to preach? I had never delivered a sermon before. But I thought, well, okay, what's the occasion? He said, well, Mother's Day is coming, and I never know what to say on Mother's Day. And if there's one thing I've learned being a pastor, it is know when to be there and know when to step away. I've always thought of that as the Ziegler principle. It's an art, really, not just in pastoring, but in human relationships, in life in general. And if you get that right, you're a blessing to many. If you get it wrong, you are a thorn in the flesh, or you can be. Knowing when to be there and knowing when to step away is really an important art. Maybe you have sat at the feet of a preacher who did not know when to step away from the pulpit. Fun, isn't it? Or a teacher, or any number of other things. John the Baptist apparently was aware of the Ziegler principle. In his ministry, he made it very clear to people that while his message was powerful and his call was clear, he understood his proper place in the run of things. It was to step aside in order for a greater one to come and follow. He was very clear, at least as he is presented in the Gospels that have come down to us through the centuries. Of course, he had no awareness of the Ziegler principle. Perhaps Herb Ziegler actually was using the John the Baptizer principle. Either way, it works. And you can see readily what jumped out at me in this year as I plan to retire and you plan to move on in some new directions. We have to be careful when things are going so well that we don't miss the signs when it is in fact time to step aside. I came to the conclusion last year that this probably was the right time for me to do that. And I still feel that way. But don't misunderstand me. It will not be that I will not miss you. It will not be that I will be able to easily find a community like this with services like this and a spirit as exists here. I have certainly loved being your pastor for more than 17 years. But it's important to time well this business of stepping aside, and I'm hoping and praying to be able to do that well. But you'll need to help me. Early in the church, there was a controversy. There were lots of folks who believed that John the Baptist was the Messiah. They did not take him seriously, this business about stepping aside and moving away. They kept talking him up. They kept saying, well, Jesus was all right, but John really was the guy. And they created a problem in the earliest Christian community that had to be dealt with. And part of the reason John figures so prominently in our Gospels and is so clear in what he's saying is because in the earliest days of the Jesus movement, it wasn't so clear. Some people weren't quite ready to move on. So in this season of Advent, a season that calls us to anticipate, to change, to repent, to move in new directions, there are some important words and ideas for us in this Ziegler principle, in this John the Baptizer principle. So, how do we do this well? Well, the first thing we do is say, we've had a great time together, right? Mostly. We've had a great time together. It's been good. And some incredible things have happened among us, one or two of which I had planned. The rest, it's on you and the Holy Spirit. How many times have I gone home and said to Liz, you know, you're not going to believe this. And you can fill in the blank in any way that you would like to. We have had a great run together. But you know what? The greatest part of the run is yet to happen. You might not believe that, but it's true. There are things on the way that neither one of us can imagine because we're not there. Right now, all we can know is what we know. All we can see is what we see. All we can imagine is what's happened. But if you have not believed anything else I have ever said from this pulpit, please believe this. The most extraordinary things have yet to come. It's true. So your part in that will be treasuring the time that we've had together in that little place in your heart where no one else will ever go, right? Thank you. And I will do the same with you in my heart over here in that sacred little compartment but bond well with the leaders coming. And when you think to yourself, you know, Len probably wouldn't have done it that way. I don't know about this. When you find yourself thinking and saying that, let your other side say, but I'll bet God has something in store for us that is yet to be made clear. Both of those will likely be true. Please don't do what those early followers of John the Baptizer did and refuse to let God move you along the journey in some great, new, bright, wonderful way. I will not be able to be your pastor anymore. That's my part of stepping aside. I can't do memorial services at the end of the month. And that's not an invitation to have more memorial services before the end of the month. That message seems to have not been getting around. So there it is. That's now the law. No more before the end of the month. I will not be able to make visits and provide pastoral care. You will have new pastors and continuing pastors to do that with and for you. I will be able to pray from a distance and look with eagerness for the new things that will break forth among you. Like John the Baptizer, although I would rather not be beheaded if it's all the same, but like John, I will sit and watch and wonder as your journey and mine unfold in fresh and wonderful and rich ways. May it be so. Herb was right. It's great to know when to be there, and it's even better to get out of the way so that God can do what God wants to do. May it be so. Onward. Amen.